these colors, just moving, a lot of movement. It's really beautiful. And what I heard was movement and color. And I just had a sense that maybe you might have been worried about maybe the future being bland or something like that. But the Lord just wants to assure you that it's going to be full of movement and color. For Ray, we haven't met yet, but the Lord just told me that he's wanting to, there's like this wall, and I saw a person with like one chisel type thing, and they hit it with a hammer, and the wall just came down. And he said he wanted it to be like tactical precision. So whatever might be in the way, it's not going to be a huge process, and he doesn't want it to be painful. He wants it to be quick. Jeremy, the Lord just showed me that he's wanting to give you authority and to not worry that he was going to be your legacy. Emily, this is my last one. The Lord just said that he wants to be your reframer, and the word reframe, or people that reframe, kind of given a negative connotation right now. But he really wants you to know that when he reframes things, it's in a holy way. So if there's any situation that might feel ugly, traumatic, he's going to reframe it.
I saw two things. One, I saw like a window, and I saw the Lord, this film, just, you know, like how mold and stuff will grow in the window, and I just saw the Lord just cleaning it so that you could see clearly. And then I also saw the Lord open up the heavens, and this drop of just honey, just pure, and there was just, it was like the most beautiful golden honey just dropped down on you. And the Lord just said, all the things that have been going into your life, he's fixing to add just such a sweetness to it. Everything's going to be different. And Tammy, I have a word for you. And I just felt like the Lord said to tell you that he never gets tired of you. He never gets tired of you knocking on that door and crying out. And he said, just like the scripture says, you knock and the door will be open for you. You seek and you will find. The Lord says you just keep knocking, keep seeking. Keep placing yourself in the place to find him.
For Lauren, and so Lauren, I know that you're a musician. I don't know if you like to paint, if you're an artist that way. I just saw a painting, which was kind of like your life painting, and you keep working on it, trying to make it look right, and it just doesn't seem to work right. You know, and the Lord said that this weekend is the beginning of him taking the brush. And then I saw this thing that had all these pieces of it that you've been trying to make it fit and work. But then just interposed all of that was just Jesus. And everything fit, everything worked into that image. And that's what the Lord's doing.
Amen.
That he doesn't waste anything. When he's done and he interposes himself, all the pieces like, oh, wow, they all fit. Also for, you go ahead.
And I also saw, along with what he was saying, I just heard the Lord say that everything is going to fall into place.
Amen.
Yeah, and for me, I just kept hearing the word closure. So I don't know what that's about, but the Lord said, this is the final stage to real closure. So that there's just some things that there's a longing in your heart to advance at a speed faster than you've ever before. And the Lord said his closure is so that there are some things that you can, literally like Paul, forgetting things that lay behind. What is that mean?
It's me.
Oh. Well, stop that.
Well, I'm trying to tell him to, yeah.
So, it's kind of like Lord said, he's like, there's an umbilical cord, he's cutting it so that you can go fast in the purposes of God. And everything you long for, you're going to experience. Even more than you imagine.
Amen.
Also for Lauren, you can turn me up a little bit, but thank you.
Hey.
Lauren, you come from a great, rich legacy of faith. And at times in your walk, that has been both a joy and an embarrassment. As you look back on your childhood and your growing up and your history. But the Lord is folding all of that into who he is in you. So that legacy's become his legacy. So you now share Jesus' legacy of faith. And your calling and your position in the kingdom is based on his relationship with you, not on any of that stuff that came before.
Amen.
And you're enough because he's in you.
I too have a word for Lauren.
Jeez, Lauren, did you put
some... He looks like...
$20, you get four words. So. I think this is the fourth word.
Yeah. Remind me of a guy on Saturday Night Live, Father Guido Sarducci, that used to be on there in the 70s. If y'all remember that, you look like him. But I saw just your feet were like in blocks, cement blocks, you know, and I just saw them being broken, like the Lord just smashing them over this weekend. So we'll help you walk, but I see you running just after the things of the Lord, you know. It's going to be such a time of revelation, feeling, and knowing, calling forth who you are, and he's just smashing those things.
So, Tammy, you've been trying so hard to hold on to the truth, and it just keeps slipping out of your fingers like you're trying to grab it. But the Lord's like saying that this time you're going to be caught. So if you're trying to catch something, you're going to be caught. And once you're caught by the truth, then there's no way out of it. Okay? And also for Ed, who I've loved for a long time, and... the Lord is reorienting this week your whole sense of manhood, because you're just going to reveal the manhood of Jesus. And so God's just sort of reorienting you about what real manhood looks like, and you're going to have more fun.
Okay. Okay, well, I have one for Lauren too.
Five. Okay.
I got this for you last night, but I really heard that this weekend is going to be like a real healing of your heart, and that there's areas in your heart where things happened and you just kind of are like, it is what it is, and like affecting the way that you love or can be loved. But God's going to really shock you this weekend with how much he's going to do in a moment, and it's not going to look like a long process. It's just going to happen in a moment.
So for Emily, that word that was right after the woman who was caught in adultery, which is not you, of course, Jesus said that he's the light of life, and those who follow him will not walk in darkness. And so I don't know what that, the Lord, I just heard the Lord say that he's shining his light of his life into and therefore out of your darkness. You're going to be free, whatever that darkness is. And he's the answer, you know? And, I just saw, he said, he who follows him, and that doesn't mean that he's up here. He means who follow his instruction, who follow the life he lives in us. And he says, you won't walk in darkness. Whatever darkness is gone away. Okay? And your emotions.
Joe, the document, yeah. I just see in you two words, healing and identity. And I just feel in my heart that sometimes you have experienced loneliness and anxiety, and the Lord wants you to heal that this weekend and to repeat, that you can repeat yourself who you are in Christ. I'm love, I'm son of God in Christ. And every loneliness, anxiety, you know, the Lord wants to heal. Want you to experience his healing through your identity in Christ. So I just see that. And this brother, I don't know your name.
Jeremy.
I feel in my heart that sometimes that there are expectations in people about you, right? And it's very tired to try to fulfill that expectations. And the Lord wants you to remind you that you are valued because who you are in Christ, and that you are loved.
Amen. I'm Ed, I have a word. No, you go ahead. Ed, I would. Oh, go ahead.
Y'all do it at the same time. Ready? One, two, three.
I need two, so
Oh, you're for Ed. You go ahead. Mine's better, so you go ahead.
I saw somebody who, it's like they bumped their head against a wall of some sort, or against the surface, against something solid. And so there's just some healing. You need healing as a result of that. There's been some consequences of that. So God, if you come, God's going to heal that, reverse that.
Amen. For Ed, I just heard the Lord want to say two things. One, that he believes in you. And two, it's like, it goes along with what the bishop said, what I was hearing is, you're going to meet the real Ed this weekend. Like Colossians 3 says, when Christ is revealed, we are revealed. It's like you're going to meet the new Ed, almost like you're going to shake hands, hey, you know. But it's going to be just a real calling forth of that, just a lot of your heart's desire.
For Jeff, I see something like scales coming off of your eyes, like the Lord is going to reveal something to you that you haven't been able to see, and that I don't know if it has to do with ministry or something else, but it's something that's going to become very clear, and a decision or a new way that you're supposed to move is going to become very apparent, and you're going to be able to walk out in faith and know that you're going in the right direction. And then for Edith, I just saw this baby plant trying to push its way up to the soil, and it's trying, and when it bursts forth, it's got this just beautiful bright colors and the most gorgeous flower you've ever seen, and that's you. You work behind the scenes, you make everything good, you help wherever you can, and the Lord sees you and he wants you to know that you have a stronger calling and he's going to call you into deeper ministry.
For Jeff, as she was giving you that word, what I saw was you sitting on the ground playing like a little kid, and you're playing with blocks, and you couldn't make sense out of what the blocks were, or how to make them go into the shape that was in your heart to make them go. And Jesus came along and you handed him the blocks and he shook them up like Yahtzee and poured them out and everything just came into being. So just as an image is, as you surrender those pieces to the Lord, they'll come into perfect alignment and be exactly what he designed them to be.
One more, Miss Anna. Two, well you got that. Well, one more person. You can do two.
For Charity, I was actually sitting behind you last night, and I don't see pictures a lot, but I just all of a sudden got this picture of you just standing under a stream of black water, in a shower, under a waterfall or something, you're just and it was just the shower hits the spot, and so I just really felt like the Lord was saying he's just refreshing you, especially in this weekend, but also this season. And to not hold on to the dirt that he's washing off. Just let it flow off and just be refreshed and just let go and just go, you're refreshing me. I get one more. Also for Ed, I was just standing there and I saw in my head this idea of you working on some wood and you were shaping something, and I don't know what it was, but you were working really hard at it. And all of a sudden just felt really emotional about it, and that's not what I usually feel given words, but I just felt very emotional. So I just felt it was something really important to you that's just really precious to you. And I just felt the Lord said he's perfecting that. Whatever it is that you've been pouring yourself out on, that he sees perfecting that through you. And so just trust him with it, and you're going to see some really big things.
Somebody's got a gimpy right knee. I think you use that language, gimpy right knee. God wants to heal you. Somebody has sort of perpetual intestinal issues. It's been going on for a couple of years. I mean, if you've been tested, there's nothing, you know, it's not a big deal, not like cancer or anything, but it's just sort of, but God wants to heal you. Somebody has some issues with hearing out of the left ear. God wants to heal you. Team, any more words of knowledge about healing?
Just chronic neck, not just neck pain, but you've had chronic, kind of chronic neck pain.
And then, huh? Feet, plantar, okay. Plantar, whatever that word is. Plantar fascist, is that what it is? Something like that. Huh? Yep. Okay, alrighty.
Huh?
Right ear, okay. Left elbow, wow. Hope this is all not one person. Okay.